The Spirit of God fell. Have you ever been so close to your goal that you could see it, but before you were able to grasp it, the Spirit of God changed your direction? Throughout the history of the Bible, we read where God changes hearts. Some he hardens, some he softens, all according to his plan. When Saul decided David needed to die, he acted on every sighting that was reported to him. Shaul, Saul, sent messengers, captured David, but when they saw the group of prophets prophesying with Shmuel, Samuel, standing there and leading them, the Spirit of God fell on Shaul's messengers, and they too began prophesying. 1 Samuel 19:20. They could see David, their goal, but they no longer had any desire to capture him because they were overcome by the Spirit surrounding him. Saul sent out two more teams of messengers with the same result. I can hear my dad's words running through Saul's mind at that time. If you want something done right, do it yourself. As he headed out for Ramah to capture and kill the young man he was insanely jealous of. But he too was overcome by the Spirit. He made it to his destination. However, he didn't follow through with his plan, because God changed his focus. Not only did he begin to prophesy along the road, he also stripped off his clothes, prophesied in Shmuel's presence, and lay there naked all that day and all that night. 1 Samuel 19:24. The CJB explains that removing the royal garments and laying naked is a sign that he has lost his position and has been thoroughly humiliated. What is the goal of your heart today? Does it stem from love through God? Or from jealousy, fear, duty, hatred, the tools of the enemy? Your success or failure today depends on the Spirit that overcomes you. Cast out the enemy by clinging to Jesus.